We're here today at the Oklahoma Capitol talking today with the sons of Virgil Juergensmeyer. Juergensmeyer, won the governor's Outstanding Achievement Award in Agriculture today. Talking with his three sons, Curtis, Pat, and Terry today. Guys, I'm just going to ask you a few questions. Your dad, he hails from Miami, Oklahoma, and he is at the head right now of JM Farms, and you all have a stake in that as well, right?
Correct. All three of us are actively working in on day-to-day basis. Dad still is the CEO of the corporation, and we all play different roles.
Yeah. So your dad, he kind of had a background with the Purina Corporation, right? And he has just kind of been a self-starter and entrepreneur. Tell me how he got started in this business.
He was running a frozen food plant in Ohio for Ralston Purina, and then they sold that plant and they transferred him to Florida to build a mushroom farm, of which he had no experience in, but that's what got him in the business. And he started several farms and ran several of them for Ralston Purina, and kind of became a little discouraged with the big company atmosphere of Ralston. Loved the company, but he was a small town agriculture guy. And so he left that company to start his own farm.
And so he's actually been involved in all sorts of different aspects here with Oklahoma agriculture. Just reading off of his resume here, State Board of Agriculture, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. And he, in fact, was very integral with the Food and Agricultural Products Center building there at OSU. Tell me a little bit about his work with that.
Well, he really loved being on the State Board of Agriculture. He'd get that packet from them for their monthly meeting, and he'd sit there and read cover to cover and get his highlighter out and highlight things. So he came to the meetings prepared, and he wanted to get the Ag Center a place where people could use it and have access, and was really pushed for it to be in Stillwater. So.
Today, I mean, he's been an integral part of the state's agricultural industry. J&M Farms has just become one of the state's great assets here with agriculture. And obviously, he's not here today. He's on vacation in Japan, something he couldn't get out of. But we watched a video of some comments that he sent along with you guys as you all accepted his award today. Can you share a little bit of his thoughts and your thoughts as his family members accepting the award about this honor today from the governor?
Well, he was very humbled even be considered for this award, and wanted to be here to accept the award, but obviously he had a vacation that was booked 8 months prior to, and he couldn't get it out. And if you know my father, as tight as he is, and he found out it was non-refundable, so we're here today accepting an award for him.
Yeah, okay. Well, great, guys. Is there anything you want to talk about, just your dad in general, upon getting this award? Any comments you'd like to say about him?
He's a great man. He's a guy that had a vision in agriculture and loves agriculture as a career, and helps support other people in it.
Yeah, I would say that if he were here today and you asked that question, he would tell you that he didn't do it alone. It took a lot of family and a lot of friends, and the people that he worked with. Is, you know, our mom, they were married for 65 years, and she was always right there by our side.
He was very humbled to receive it, and I think his first comment was that they must have made a mistake. He didn't deserve it, so but we're proud of him.